From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May announced progress has been made since Monday's suicide bombing after an Ariana Grande concert.
A significant amount of police activity has taken place over the last 24 hours, and there are now 11 suspects in custody. In the light of these developments, JTAC, the Independent Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre, has this morning taken the decision to reduce the threat level from critical to severe.
Soldiers who have been helping police will be withdrawn from Britain's streets in the next few days. A militia in Libya has detained bomber Salman Abadi's father and brother, but details on how they may be tied to the bombing have not been released. Ariana Grande says she will return to Manchester to do a benefit show to raise money for the victims and their families. However, no date has yet been set for the concert. Following the two-day Group of Seven summit in Italy, U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to service personnel at Naval Air Station Sigonella.
Every single day you protect the safety and security of the American people and provide a symbol of hope, freedom, and justice for the world. To our friends and allies, you are the ultimate reassurance. To our enemies, you are the ultimate deterrent.
On the second and final day of the G7 summit, Italy wanted to draw attention to the migration crisis and the dangerous Mediterranean crossings taken by tens of thousands of people looking for a better life in Europe. The Africa-focused anti-poverty group, ONE, says the G7 communique sets a new low for a G7 in a year of greatly diminished expectations. For more updates, follow VOA on Facebook or Twitter. This is VOA. Monitors in Syria say a series of airstrikes targeted buildings sheltering extremist fighters and their families. This forced hundreds of Syrian civilians to flee two jihadist-occupied towns near the Iraqi border Saturday. Accounts from witnesses said airstrikes on the Euphrates River towns of Mayadeen and Abu Kamal began earlier on Friday. The Islamic State group controls most of the oil-rich border region, and reports from one scene say the families of many IS fighters were among the civilians fleeing for their lives. Multiple reports from witnesses said the airstrikes were carried out by warplanes from the U.S.-led coalition that has been targeting Islamic State positions in Syria and Iraq since 2014. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 80 relatives of IS fighters were killed on Friday, including 33 children. That report has not been independently verified. The Pentagon has acknowledged there were coalition airstrikes in the region on Thursday and Friday, and a spokesman said U.S. analysts were still assessing the results of those strikes. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said Saturday he was not concerned about a Washington Post report that President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner discussed with Russia's ambassador to Washington the possibility of setting up a secret communications channel between the Trump transition team and the Kremlin.
I mean, we have back-channel communications with a number of countries. So generally speaking, about back-channel communications, what that allows you to do is to communicate in a discreet manner. So it doesn't predispose you toward any sort of content of that conversation or anything. So, no, I would not be concerned about it.
McMaster said he would not comment specifically on Kushner. The Post quoted U.S. officials Friday as saying that the move was meant to shield their pre-inauguration discussions from scrutiny. British Airways has canceled all flights from London's Heathrow and Gatwick airports on Saturday. The airline said it was suffering a major IT systems failure around the world. Chief Executive Alex Cruz believes the cause was a power supply issue and not a cyber attack. Passengers expressed their frustrations via social media and to reporters who were visiting the airports.
The staff here are just saying, go home, nothing to do with us. You know, why are you bothering? Why are you wasting our time? Just go home. We didn't break the systems. We just want answers. You've got guys with families here and children, and they're just saying, find a hotel. There's plenty of them around.
The airline said it was working to restore services out of Heathrow and Gatwick beginning Sunday. Plane flights should resume, although passengers should expect some disruptions. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.